With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. On the campaign trail, President Biden's re-election theme of protecting American democracy has been on the forefront. In Pennsylvania over the weekend, Democrat Susan Harris says Donald Trump is dangerous.
People start to accept this is the norm. Democracy is definitely in danger.
Kurt Balch describes himself as a libertarian. He says Donald Trump will not bring the end to democracy, as Biden has been claiming.
I think we have 4 years of evidence that he wasn't a fascist dictator. I understand there's a lot of things not to like about the guy. I get it. But I didn't see anything that would indicate that he's an existential threat to this country.
A New York judge has ordered the former president and his companies to pay $355 million in penalties. Judge claims they were engaged in duping banks and others for financial statements. And in the meantime, Mr. Trump calls this verdict, quote, a complete and total sham. Also at SRNnews.com, House Select Committee on China, taking a trip to Boston this week to get a closer look at the U.S. biotech industry. Committee Chairman Mike Gallagher.
Given the implications for warfare, given just the ethical and moral implications surrounding biotechnology, it's absolutely critical that American companies win and China doesn't dominate this space, because China will use that technology for dystopian purposes.
United States analyzing intelligence that Russia has the capability of an anti-satellite weapon. White House says there is no operational weapon and such technology cannot directly cause physical destruction here on Earth. Growing concerns about Google searches are getting worse, and the rise of generative AI bots, giving people new and different ways to look up info. This is SRN News. Transgender forces are forming an alliance.
The Transgender Legal Defense and Education Fund and the National Center for Transgender Equality plan to merge this summer. It's all part of an effort to defeat parental rights groups and Republican lawmakers who are trying to keep transgenderism out of the elementary schools. Transgender activists are promising a well-funded state-by-state campaign to make sure that the LGBT agenda is part of school curriculum from kindergarten on up. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In South Carolina, the House has given approval to a measure allowing liquor stores to open for a few hours on Sunday if their local governments agree. House voting 68-44 in favor, most of the no votes coming from conservative Republicans. That proposal facing one more routine approval vote before it heads to the Senate. Liquor stores cannot open on Sundays in North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Texas. This is SRN News. An Ohio woman who disappeared with her foster son earlier this week has been found and charged with murder.
Pammy May and the 5-year-old boy disappeared in the middle of the night on Wednesday. Her husband called 911 and told police that May said the child was no longer alive. Court records say May held her hand over her husband's mouth, and when he tried to call 911 before she left, she said, quote, she had a plan. 2 hours later, an Amber Alert was issued for her and her child. She was found wandering in a nightgown early Friday morning and told officers the boy was in a sewer drain. She now faces murder, kidnapping, and child endangerment charges. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Police say the deaths of two people who were shot in a dorm room at the University of Colorado Springs will be investigated as homicides. Those shootings Friday morning, police say, do not appear to be a murder-suicide. More details at SRNnews.com.